time, and we've had a lot of luck on this tour with beautiful weather, and we're gonna leave your asses in the dust when it snows tomorrow. Bye. Thanks so much for coming to this guitar extravaganza in my sonic cinema. How about that, Andy Timmons?
Oh my God!
Oh, it's an inspiring bus to be on, all these great musicians. Until about 4 o'clock in the morning when you hear 12 men snoring. But you know, the things they don't tell you about in music school, it's a damn shame. The beauty of instrumental music is that you can make a film about anything that you want to. So I chose the theme of Japan for this next one. I've been going there for about 30 years. Makes me about 32. So prepare for Godzilla.
Thank you.
my soulmate over here. I was always a dog person until a friend of mine told me to get a cat. I didn't have animals for a while, so this is low maintenance. So I got myself a cat, and then I thought the first thing I needed to do was get myself another cat, so the cat had a cat. And then I read Cats for Dummies to figure out what you do with a cat. I soon found out that they're kind of like stoners. You leave at 12, they come back at 6, or in the same position you left them in the first place. And kind of low maintenance. It's kind of like my trait set, though. I started building these things for them. I found out that they'll bring mice into the house and put them in your bed if they love you. And I was not down with that. So I built a catio. My friend gave me a chop saw, and I built spiral staircases and put perches everywhere. Because when I figured out they sleep 23 hours a day, I thought they needed a variety of places to sleep. So they got perches everywhere. And then I put a little art out there, you know, pictures of other cats. Make it Cat Med, the ultimate place for cats. I went to town. I haven't even updated this film, but last summer I made this tower. It's 10 feet tall. It goes out my bedroom window so they can look over the cats in the neighborhood. I live in Portland now. Lived in LA for 20 years, 19 too many. Finally escaped. And I continued by building them a climbing wall, something to do in the wintertime. You know, in LA it's 24/7, but they don't want to be outside in the winter, so I built this climbing wall. And after about a year, I realized I needed a dog. I needed something to walk. And they didn't want to know about it, so I built this ramp system so they never have to touch the ground. This is a song called Catfight.
Thank you.
Medleys that made no sense at all, like Beatles Sabbath. Yeah, Children of the Grave going into Norwegian Wood made no sense at all. But that's what we're like. And so I'm going to carry on that tradition tonight with two songs that don't belong together with the theme of teenagers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there an issue with my DI, sir? Said this correctly, but I'm not using it anymore tonight.
Off with its head!
I'm gonna let them eat cake. I'm gonna get into a thing that's a totally different writing thing for me. Most of the stuff I've written has been inspired by caffeine. This one was written by Chardonnay. An entirely different result, right? The Grapes of Wrath. It's called In the Aftermath. This is the only film I didn't make. It was done by a computer animation artist named Charlie Case out of Winston, Georgia. Pretty sure he self-medicated in the 70s, if you know what I'm talking about. Very in touch with the cosmos and has his own aluminum hat.
Thank you.
Maestro Uli. Yeah, buddy. And this one, I started thinking, you know, I'm going on this thing called the Ultimate Guitar Tour, and I better come up with a new film that's just for guitar players. Guitar geeks, I know what you are. Y'all have 12 guitars at home with one on the way, thanks to the Visa card, right? Geeks, guitar nerds, I know you're tight. So I was thinking, you know, what would be a great guitar song for a bunch of guitar nerds? And I couldn't settle on one, so I played them all. Here's a little guitar nerd medley for ADD. that should be taken trust in the marionettes.
All right, let's hear it for Jennifer Batten.